I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Oppressive new religion laws took effect in Azerbaijan and Tajikistan January 1st. Uncooperative officials prevented most churches from meeting the deadline to re-register. So now the churches are facing illegal status. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says it's unclear how strictly that new law will be enforced.
Regardless of what happens in these countries, the churches still have their marching orders from the Lord. It's to proclaim the gospel, and no matter what man does, they're going to continue to proclaim the gospel.
Believers in these two countries need the prayers and the financial support of the brothers and sisters in the West. Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada has appointed Corey Odden as its new chief executive officer. Odden has several years of leadership experience at the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability and at VOM in the United States. He'll be taking over responsibilities for Glenn Penner, who's been battling leukemia for several years, but who will continue to serve in a specialized role. Pray for VOM Canada in this time of transition as it serves the persecuted church for the sake of the gospel. And according to Wycliffe Bible translators, there may be up to 500 different signed languages around the world. There are more than 200 documented. Unfortunately, Julia says Bible translation is far from complete.
In the world, there is only one New Testament available in sign language, and that's in American Sign Language. The team that's working in American Sign Language is about two-thirds through the Old Testament now, and so that'll be out soon.
More information on deaf Bible translation can be found at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.